In light of a factory collapse in Pakistan, ministries asking some hard questions. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll also take a look at what happens when the gospel intersects with real life. It's happening every day, and there are lots of reasons to celebrate. But first, a factory collapsed in Pakistan last week, killing more than 50 people and trapping at least 100 more. It's quite a tragedy, but in the middle of it lies another serious issue. Bruce Allen with Forgotten Missionaries International says,
one of the major tragedies is not just poor building standards, perhaps, or people who are so greedy that they'll ignore common sense advice about, let's take care of this structural problem, but that 40% of the workforce were kids, young kids, almost like slavery.
It's not isolated to that one factory. This is a problem across the country. Children and even Christians are seen as disposable and given the most dangerous of jobs. But the biggest issue at hand,
it's not the reality of the news. What is good or bad is my response to the news. Will I let this jolt me out of my comfort zone to do something about children, women, the unsaved, that maybe I don't see them right in front of me.
FMI is helping by giving victims some vital resources. Stay tuned to see how you can help. And the draft of a new religion law in Vietnam is raising the stakes for Christians there. 27 groups, including the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, are concerned that the new law includes sweeping changes in state control. At issue, the law is actually too open to interpretation on the definition of discrimination. They're asking the Vietnamese government to rewrite the law to be fairer to religious minorities like Christians. Would you pray that the Vietnamese church would continue to grow and be a light to others in their community? You're listening to Mission Network News. Gina grew up in a Russian orphanage. Slavic Gospel Association and a local church partner became part of his life through the Orphans Reborn Project and shared the gospel with him. But he was cynical, and he wanted to do life his own way. Fast forward 8 years, and today he's living proof that the gospel changes everything. At 21, he's sharing his own Jesus story with a skeptical world. This is just one brief glimpse of a changed life and its connection through Orphans Reborn. And Ronnie's another example of how life changes when it intersects with Christ.
She's really found a lot of new hope and a lot of new life through the love she's experienced in this Pioneers business.
Pioneers Dani Anand shares Ronnie's whole story at our website. But in short, she was ostracized by her community in rural India because she has HIV. It brought Ronnie to a new low.
It meant she was worthless. And she had a cup of pesticide with her, and she thought, I should just drink this poison and die.
But the Lord had better plans for her life, which Ronnie is now starting to discover with the help of Pioneers. See, a Pioneers missionary started a tailoring business, which hired Ronnie and gives her both self-sustaining income and a place to belong.
Through the love that they have shown and the grace that she's received from all these other women, she's even able to forget that she has HIV.
And saving a life for Jesus builds the global church. So what if you could save hundreds in just 10 days? That's the idea behind Living Water International's 10-day campaign, which is helping to provide water in Rwanda. Harry Progler of LWI.
The whole idea with the 10 days is that we live in this kind of crazy situation where if we just give up something as simple as coffee, we could literally provide a family with clean water. Christ doesn't just call us to be with him on Wednesdays or Sundays, but he wants our whole life. And I think that includes what we spend money on.
LWI is asking college students to take a pledge to donate the money they save to make wells.
We know this year that there's over 1,000 students that are doing the 10 days at 17 schools around the U.S.
Get the details on this story and all the others in today's broadcast at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's an unprecedented attack on human life, and it calls for an unprecedented response by God's people. So this month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. It's a resource that lays out the issues and a godly response. Get yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.